The number of domestically transmitted COVID-19 cases on the Chinese mainland has dropped below 100. Over 600 imported cases are still under treatment. The mainland reported 3 new cases on Sunday, with 2 of them being imported cases. Over 1,000 or 60% of imported cases on the mainland have been discharged from hospitals.China's central government team guiding the pandemic control work in Hubei has left the province for Beijing at the approval of President Xi Jinping. It comes after all COVID-19 patients in hospitals in the province at China's epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak were discharged on Sunday. The team is led by Chinese Vice Premier Sun Chunlan and have been working in Hubei since January the 27th.Express delivery and logistics sectors in Wuhan have had rapid growth after lockdowns in the central Chinese city were lifted. Mail and express delivery volume has seen an obvious rise since April the 8th, with the volume on certain days surpassing the level during China's biggest shopping extravaganza. Over 4,500 delivery sites have fully resumed their business. They're handling millions of packages every day, about 90% of total number from the same period last year.Wuhan's freight traffic also got a boost in the week leading up to the lift of the lockdown. Freight volume arriving at a distribution center in JD Logistics Wuhan increased by 13-fold, while that leaving the center went up by over 18 times. China has sent coronavirus testing kits to North Korea to aid its COVID-19 pandemic prevention. North Korea has not reported confirmed COVID-19 cases so far. Over 25,000 people in the country have been placed under quarantine, and about 200 remain under observation.China is constructing Asia's largest steerable radio telescope in the northern city of Tianjin. The telescope would be used to receive data from China's first Mars exploration mission with an antenna 70 meters in diameter. It's designed to receive weak signals from up to 400 million kilometers away, depending on the distance between the Earth and Mars. China is aiming to complete orbiting, landing, and roving on the Red Planet this year in one mission.Profits of China's major industrial firms dropped in the first quarter due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Profits of industrial companies with annual revenue of more than 20 million yuan totaled just over 780 billion yuan, down about 37% year-on-year. But the contraction narrowed from the over 38% decline in the first 2 months. Meanwhile, 28 of the 41 sectors surveyed saw their profit growth improve or pull back soften in March.Firms in high-tech manufacturing sector achieved profit rebound with a 0.5% growth after 37% fall in the first 2 months. China has launched an online platform to provide English patent information related to COVID-19 for global scientists and the public. The website provides visitors free access to over 7,000 pieces of patent information related to epidemic prevention in fields such as drugs, diagnostic reagents, medical equipment, and protective products. It also offers data analysis reports about the latest patent achievements in COVID-19 research. The platform has been well received by visitors from the United States, Japan, and Switzerland, among other countries and regions.Around 49,000 senior high school students in Beijing returned to campuses on Monday following a disruption due to the COVID-19 pandemic. All the schools have disinfected their facilities, including classrooms, and prepared more than 2 million masks for students and staff members. China is to embrace intensive classes resumption in May.Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said Britain will outline plans for an easing of the coronavirus lockdown in the coming days, but warned that there would be difficult judgment required.
I want to get this economy moving as fast as I can, but I refuse to throw away all the effort and the sacrifice of the British people and to risk a second major outbreak and huge loss of life and the overwhelming of the NHS.
Johnson returned to work on Monday after a 3-week absence as he recovered from a serious COVID-19 infection. His government, party, and scientific advisors are divided over how and when the country should start returning to work. The UK is one of the worst-hit nations, with close to 21,000 hospital deaths reported. Meanwhile, the most stringent lockdown in peacetime has left the economy facing possibly the deepest recession in 3 centuries.